Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit.
Well, hey everyone, thank you for coming back to another great and awesome session. I know this is going to be great and awesome because I got another monetized sister. I love it. Because, you know, we've been talking about how Christian women, especially women in general, should be making money from their story in their business. And we don't need to take up a love offering, as my new friend has told me. So we're going to be talking all about that. So before we get started, Yolanda K. Churchwell, thank you so much for accepting the invitation for coming on here. I like to say how Nadine, when you see it broadcast, you'll see how Nadine says, you're new to me. So I'm going to say you're new to me, but I'm always welcoming new and awesome people because we never know who we're going to see in these streets, right?
Yes.
So but before we jump all into this, I would love for you to tell the audience who you are, who you serve, and anything special we need to know about you.
Okay, my name is Yolanda Churchwell. I am the CEO's fractional COO and founder of the Business Assistance Group. I partner with powerhouse women CEOs to help them streamline their operations so that they can maximize their profits and make their dreams their reality. As a 20-year veteran of the IRS, I'm here to let you know that processes and systems are everything. It's the difference between being a CEO, a speaker, a coach, down in the weeds, chasing all of the things, trying to get things done, versus being a visionary CEO where you are at the top of the mountain and you literally look down and see rivers of opportunity and streams of income.
Ooh, that's giving me the chills. I like this. This is going to be awesome sauce. What? I love it. All right. So now we're going to get into these questions, and basically I'm asking everyone the same questions, but how you answer it is uniquely you. All right, first thing, totally love this one. Why did you choose this category of monetizing your story?
I chose this category because stories are powerful, okay, first and foremost. And no two are alike, because we all have our own journey, our own testimony. Stories actually inspire, connect, and transform. But when it comes to building a business, whether you're just a speaker or you're a coach or a CEO, whatever you may be doing, inspiration alone does not pay the bills. Okay. I'm a PK, so I'm here to let you know marketplace ministry is a thing. And as we said already, you'll have to accept a love offering for everything. Too many entrepreneurs stop at just writing the book or giving the speech. And so they miss the real opportunity. And so I wanted to be able to address that. The power isn't just in telling your story. The power is in creating the systems and the processes that turn your story into sustainable income and lasting impact.
Ooh, now that is powerful. And that's what we're all trying to help others do that. That's why Nadine and I did the summit. That's why we have all y'all wonderful speakers on here, because your story is multifaceted. You know, you can share it. Yes, that's what we're promoting as well. You can steward it. Yes, we're talking about that. Definitely stewarding your story, but you can also monetize it. And I feel like that's one of the things that as Christian women, we don't do enough of, or we feel some kind of way about, you know, this is great. Would you do this for me? Yes. And then how much would you charge? Love offering. You know, no. We're not having none of that.
No, because a lot of people, you know, they feel like, okay, there's this misconception that if you're doing the work of the Lord, then you have to be poor. But my Bible says that my God came so that I could have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
My Bible says that he wants to give me more than I can exceedingly abundantly above all I can think, ask, or imagine. My
Yes.
Bible says that a wise man has at least eight income streams. See, the world say seven, but my Bible say eight. That's in
Right.
Ecclesiastes 11:2, if none of y'all, if you don't know that, so you want to make sure you look that up. But
Let me write
I
that
think that
down.
it's so important because when you combine your God-given story with a strategic framework, treat your business like a business. You don't just touch the lives in a moment. You create repeatable opportunities for revenue, relationships, and results.
Yes, indeed. It was so funny you said that because I was talking yesterday on a coaching session about the same thing. You know, we're talking like getting ready for this when we're doing this is October. So now we're getting ready for the end of the year, which is what? Black Friday weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday is probably giving
Tuesday.
back. Tuesday, or you can either give back, get some more stuff, whatever. But if you don't start out now thinking about that, you're going to be lost when that comes, and then you're not going to make any money. And then you're going to be like, oh, this Black Friday thing is anything. We got to take advantage of the opportunities and not only just selling people something for Black Friday. No, none of that. We're talking about future casting. What else can you give to them? Because, you know, when I get shoes, I may get some red shoes, I may get some black shoes. I may need a purse to go with that. Maybe some trinkets on my arm or my new watch band. You know, we don't ever just do one thing. We're
No.
multifaceted. We love different things. And I think as Christians in the marketplace, we need to be ready for our people to grow and to need us more. Don't you think so?
And it's so interesting that you say that because, again, when we go to get those shoes, I need the red shoes that I'm gonna wear during church that might have a little bit of a heel. But then I know they're gonna call me in the kitchen or some the office to do something. So I need them little red flats that I can put on so I
Right.
can go on and do what I need to do. So
Yes.
it's definitely that. And you're talking about, yes, getting ready for Black Friday. So many people want to wait to the last minute to get ready. And I'm actually doing a series on that. It's called the 12 Weeks to pre-Black Friday, 12 weeks, are you
Ooh.
ready? And so
Yes.
we're in week 10 right now, because you don't want to wait until the last minute, because for a lot of people, Black Friday is that day where there's so much attention. Everybody's trying to sell something, and you have to be
Right.
able to create your own blue ocean and make sure that you stand out and that you're ready for it. So I think that's really good that you were talking to your audience about that yesterday.
Yes. I try to look out for my people, like, wake up, y'all, wake up. It's time to go. It's time to go. So, my next question to you, Yolanda, is how do you feel this category of monetizing your story applies to what you're doing or have done in your own business?
So I, again, the Business Assistance Group is a done-for-you agency. So we come in and we make sure that you have all of those things behind the scenes, the business of running business, all your landing pages, all of your email sequences. We do all of those types of things. We do the copy and the automation because as a CEO, you should be focused on your highest revenue-generating task, not
Yes.
admin. Okay.
Yes.
And so the way that this comes across for me is that I kind of fell into this as a niche because a lot of my clients are coaches and consultants. And so they've also written a book or they're speaking. And so then I needed to be able to support them in those avenues. So how have I been able to emulate this? One, I help my clients to understand that monetizing a book is a full-scale event. Okay,
Yes.
too many people, like I said, just write a book, launch it once, and move it on. They put it on Amazon and think, oh, I'm done. No, you have to create a full-scale marketing level with several levels of visibility and promotion built in. Okay, and you also have to make sure that it's not just I'm here in the moment, it's a one-hit wonder, but
Right.
how does this feed into your entire business strategy? How does this is this this should be the top of your funnel. Your
Right.
story should be the top of your funnel.
Oh,
So we're able to
yes.
help them to create the assets and the marketing structure and all of the things so that it's not just a book. It's the top of your funnel. It's the thing that makes people want to find out more about you, want to build that know, like, and trust factor. And it is a revenue stream that is more than just $200, $300.
Oh,
It's
yes, definitely.
passive. It's make money while you sleep.
Exactly. Because, if you're out there trying to physically sell your book at the next cart or a yard sale or whatever, you got to be right there looking at the people. Hey, come get this book. But if you set up that marketing system, those automations and stuff, you could be getting sales in your sleep. Ding, ding. There's nothing better than waking up in the morning and I had a sale or somebody paid me something. I just hear dings in my sleep. I love it. I love it.
You should never have more books in your inventory than you've sold.
Ooh, what tell talk. Okay. All
Okay.
right. That all sounds fascinating. And you and I are on the same level with that. I love it. I love it. So my next question for you is, how can listeners emulate what you've done with your story inside their own business?
So again, the ways that they can do that is making sure that you don't see your story as just something that you tell. You need to make sure that it is very, you have a strong strategic business plan behind how you market it, how you're delivering it, what it means to your business. Again, it should not be a one-hit wonder, okay? It should be that single that makes people want to Google you, look for what else you've done, and want to get to know you better.
Exactly. You're just like ding, 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 all the right answers. Oh my goodness. I know your clients and the people you serve are so, first of all, they're probably a little bit overwhelmed. But then as you start working with them, they're like, how could I live without you? Oh my goodness. Because all that stuff that goes on behind the scenes that nobody sees, that was a lot. Believe me, because I do that stuff. So I know it's a lot.
Yes, I often hear on my calls like, oh my gosh, I just feel so much better. And then it
Yes.
becomes, okay, I just said, once I tell Yolanda, I know that it's taken care of. And so, okay, I feel
Exactly.
good now. You'll let me know what I need to do. So yes, it's definitely a blessing. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, so our final question in this series here is, what's the lesson God has taught you about your story?
Okay, so the lesson that God has taught me about my story is that my story, or telling my story, my book, my speech, it's not the end of the story. It's actually the beginning. With the right systems, it becomes the seed that will multiply, that draws people in so that I can deliver my message, which God has given me, which when I tell it, it's supposed to do help me to do my part to advance his kingdom. So, and that's the work that we're all called to do. So you need to ensure that you're doing it in such a way that when you get to judgment day, he will say, well done, good, faithful servant. And so you want to make sure that, again, you structure everything in such a way that it's not that Sunday morning feel good sermon, and then the rest of the week you lost and acting a fool until you get back to
Oh
church on Sunday. It's the blueprint for how you move every day.
no. Yes, I love that. I love the way you put that because it's not the end of the story, it's really the beginning. And things you can really begin again and again and again without really beginning because each project is new. And how I love how you said, it's helping you to fulfill what God has tasked you with. So if we do that, aren't we indeed spreading the gospel? And why shouldn't we get paid for the time, the effort, the energy? Because all of us got to eat, got to get that hair did. We might need some shoes, probably need a roof over our head and some kind of way to get around. And God said, He provides all that for the birds and stuff, right? For the plants. I haven't seen a plant go out and go into a plant and get a job. I'm just saying. The birds don't have to, but we as humans, we do. And we need to take advantage of it and do the best that we can do.
We have to be good stewards of what he has given us, time, talent, and treasure.
Yes,
And your
I love
story is part of your talent.
it. It is. So you can't keep it covered
No,
up,
you can't
can't
keep
keep
it
it
bottled
hidden.
up, and you can't half do it. My granddaddy said, if you're not going to do something right, don't do it at all. So it's not just enough for you to tell the story, it's to make sure that you're using your story, you're strategically placing it in position so that, again, you can do your part in the kingdom. We all hear it says, go out into the world and do the things. Okay, that don't always mean that you knock on doors and hand out brochures. That means you stand on the stage or you write a book and it helps bless the next person.
Exactly, exactly. And we have to do it in our own way because God has given us free will. He said, this is my assignment. Go out there and tell people. He didn't say how to. So we are free to figure out how that thing works. And doing what you're doing and helping your people to say, whew, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I just stay in my lane, keep rolling. Yolanda will help me. I mean, that is a blessing, really. And so y'all need to listen to this and get in touch with Yolanda, which brings me to my next thing. I know you have a free gift. What is that gift about? Tell us all about it. And then tell us how we can find you in these internet streets, because girl, we looking for you. I'm serious.
All right. So I want to leave you with a special resource that I created just for this audience, Miss Carol and Miss Nadine.
Okay.
It's called The Monetize Your Message, A CEO's Guide to Turning Words into Wealth.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you 7 power moves that you will allow you to take your story beyond the pages, beyond the stage, and start building the systems that will make it profitable and sustainable. So there's a link. You can get it. What you need to know is that your story deserves more than applause. It deserves to generate income and impact for years to come. And this guide is going to help you get started. Now, where can you reach connect with me? You can connect with me on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I am Yolanda K. Churchwell, and also the Business Assistance Group. So please connect with me. I'm always doing something. Like I said, right now, I'm doing this series to help make sure that you're ready for Black Friday. And I would love, love, love to continue the conversations that everybody wants to have.
Well, with I don't have anything else to say behind that. It's like when you go someone else who's great and awesome goes in front of you and you're like, I had to come and follow that. That's how I feel, girlfriend. That's how I feel. This has been amazing and wonderful and very informative. And I feel like if I were a client of yours, I would just feel like, whew, let me go take a nap right now. I mean, I know it's stuff we got to do. But, you know, just the other stuff, the stuff that ain't in your lane that you don't need to worry about. I love that. So that we can make the money with ease and grace and not worry and stress. Right. All right. Thank you so much for joining us in this summit. I know this is going to be profitable to so many people just hearing those words. So thank you for taking that time out. I really appreciate it. And you have been awesome. This has been an awesome interview for real. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, stay tuned for the next session. It'll be just as good, maybe even better. I don't know. So see y'all next time.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.